This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Kendra Winchester is with me. We're talking audiobooks, and you've had such spectacular books the first 2 days. I'm waiting to see what are you going to do for day three.
Well, today we have another complicated family in Paul Murray's The Bee Sting, which is read by an ensemble. So that includes Heather O'Sullivan, Barry Fitzgerald, Bo Holland, Kieran O'Brien, and Lisa Caruccio-Kame. And so this centers around Dickie, who is a car salesman, and he's having a really rough time after the crash of 2008. And so his entire family is really just falling apart. And so we follow them as they go have so many secrets. We learn more about them, and it's just really captivating. And I just couldn't stop listening. And that's good, because it is 26 hours or so long.
It's an epic.
It is. That's a perfect word for it.
And it's Dickensian in so many ways, which is, you know, those are two words that absolutely would sell a book to me.
It definitely has this just epic scope, and each we have different sections. In the beginning, each of the four family members has their own section. They're each all very differently told, and each person who performs the different characters creates these unique voices for each of them. You feel like they're embodying those characters, and you can't help but be sucked in as you learn more about this family and just all that has happened in their lives.
So does the book structure change from chapter to chapter? A different family member is sort of the main person in a chapter, and then somebody else the following chapter or section?
But so in the first part of the book, each family member gets a large chunk, close to 100 pages each, and we are in each of their heads for that extended period of time. And then after that, the fifth section, each perspective changes per chapter. And then in the sixth section, each perspective changes almost per paragraph, which really makes all of the narrators shine as you're going really quickly in between these perspectives.
Wow. That must have been something to put together on the production side of things. And the director, for the director, right?
Right. I can only imagine. And I was up at like 1 a.m. listening to this book. Like, I couldn't go to bed. Like, I had to finish the book. It's so fast at the end. And you can see it like moving forward like a runaway train or something. And you just can't stop listening. So a heads up, just block out for the last 3 hours. Just block out some time. you won't want to stop listening.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit now? Who will we hear from?
So this is Heather O'Sullivan, who performs Cassie, the teenage daughter's perspective. And she is starting with the section where she and her friend are discussing this news article or this event that happened where a man killed his entire family and then turned the gun on himself. And I feel like it really captures kind of the darkness and the humor that is throughout this entire novel.
Okay, this is The Bee Sting by Paul Murray. It's narrated by multiple actors, but we're going to hear right now from Heather O'Sullivan.
In the next town over, a man had killed his family. He'd nailed the doors shut so they couldn't get out. The neighbors heard them running through the rooms, screaming for mercy. When he had finished, he turned the gun on himself. Everyone was talking about it, about what kind of man could do such a thing, about the secrets he must have had. Rumors swirled about affairs, addiction, hidden files on his computer. Elaine just said she was surprised it didn't happen more often. She thrust her thumbs through the belt loops of her jeans and looked down the dreary main street of their town. "I mean," she said, "it's something to do."
Good God. Okay. The audacity of youth, eh?
Yeah.
And her narration is beautiful. I love her voice.
Yes, yes. Let me tell you, this ensemble is phenomenal, and each person has the challenge of performing a very different text in that the characters are so distinct, and they just do such a great job. I mean, Barry Fitzgerald, who performs PJ, the like tween boy, he does a phenomenal job of capturing the anxiety that PJ experiences as a boy who's bullied and at school and all sorts of things. And so there's so much angst in that as well. They're just all so good.
And it's 26 hours. Yes.
It is.
Love that.
It is.
Okay, this is The Bee Sting by Paul Murray, read by Heather O'Sullivan, Barry Fitzgerald, Bo Holland, Kieran O'Brien, and Lisa Caruccio Kame. That's a good Wednesday recommendation, I think.
I agree.
Okay. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. See what else you have up your sleeve.
All right, see you then.
Support from Brilliance Publishing helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. And go to audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for literally hundreds of audiobooks, so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.